Social lust. Okay. Welcome to Piston Hearted Talks. This is one show where we talk about a lot of things and they become podcast. So this is a new podcast series which I am starting after Piston Hearted Talks. We will get back to Piston Hearted Talks soon, but not very soon. Before that, we have some other topics which we can talk on. And I am getting these topics from you piston-hearted people, you piston-hearted squad members, and yeah. So today's topic is a little bit controversial, and pata nahi abhi isko controversial bolna chahiye ya nahi bolna chahiye, but that is something which is in front of us already, and we see a lot of people doing it. Social lust is this topic ka naam because people... You guys wanted me to talk about Ladakh rides, and for me Ladakh ride has been something completely different, and for sure what we see now is completely different. So I don't want to rant about what is Ladakh ride nowadays and how people do this ride and post on social medias in a completely different way, but I rather have a story. I'm not saying that all those others who have rode from different places all across the world or India till Ladakh or Khardungla top for that matter don't have stories. This ride is such that I actually respect everyone who's done Ladakh ride, because you cannot just get up and do this as a ride. It is something which actually gives you some crazy experience which you will for sure remember all your life. So if you're doing it for social media, or you're doing it just to please someone, or you're just doing it because you always wanted to do something crazy in life, you will come back with a nice story. So it is social lust in a very different way, because I'm sure there was this phase or there's this craze in a span of time, like for last 5, 6, 10 years, where everyone who bought a new bike, whichever that bike be, had to put a Ladakh carrier, had to, you know, buy new gears and GoPro and go to Ladakh and prove themselves as biker. Or it had become more of a, bucket list tick mark thing where people wanted to do this. But I have never spoken about my first Ladakh ride. I mean, I have, but never as a story. There was only one episode, I think, which I posted on my YouTube channel, which was about how I got stuck at South Pulu, which is the second highest camp while you ride to Ladakh. I mean, Khardungla Top is not exactly the highest motorable road. There is another pass which is higher than that, but obviously it is considered to be the highest motorable road, and if it does stand as a world icon for being the highest motorable road, complete respect to that place and everyone who's done it. Talking about my story, no ranting on people who have done Ladakh just for social media views or good numbers or just to show that they have done Ladakh. Royal Enfield hai bhai mere paas, maine Ladakh ride kiya hai. So there are a lot of people who are like that, but you know, it's nothing to boost about. First of all, like, if you are a biker and you like riding, then even riding from your place to Goa, or from your place to Vishakhapatnam, or your place to West Bengal, or your place to Nagaland is also as big a deal as riding to Ladakh or Khardungla Top for that matter. Why did I do Ladakh? I mean, I did my first road trip to Khardungla Top, I think, in 2014, and I did it on my TVS Apache 160cc. I did it because, so I was always motivated to do road trips since I was like 18 year old. My dad had always told me that you cannot ride bikes until you have license. I mean, ride bike as in ride outside the colony. I used to ride before in the colony. And he used to tell me about my grandfather who would rode from Mumbai to Karwar, which is 700 something kilometers from Mumbai, on a Royal Enfield with just one bamboo. And that time there were no GPS, there was no good service centers for Royal Enfields, or there were not much much civilization also on that road. There used to be like a big jungle, and I always wanted to do something cool like that on motorcycles because I always loved motorcycles since childhood. So my first big road trip which I ever did when I was 19, 20 year old was actually getting bike from Mumbai to Goa, and that was for India Bike Week. And after reaching India Bike Week, I actually crossed Goa and went till Karwar, so that I had lived that legacy of, you know, the same thing what my grandfather did, I also did types. So, and then I was like, okay, so I have achieved the biggest motorcycle expedition which I have known someone done in my family. I have achieved it. Now what next? So I used to always wonder what is going to be that one thing which I would mark as my legacy that I have done. And then I saw a lot of people who had done previously, like not a lot of people as in not a lot of influencers or what you call them have done, but a lot of people like who are the legendary bikers who we have known as, like, you know, they have done on crazy motorcycles and they have achieved this, what you call it, pinnacle of riding and reaching the top of mountains. And me being a very beach type boy, like a beach boy, I for sure wanted to have mountains in my legacy. So I decided that I would do the next big ride, which I would do would be riding from Mumbai to Khardungla top, because I wanted this thing to be mine. This thing which would be known as my achievement, which I did after completing the first biggest achievement which I always wanted to do, was ride from Mumbai to Gokarna. So I never actually planned my Ladakh ride. Like, I actually did not know how am I going to do this ride. So one fine day, one of my friends, Sumit, he's also known as Manmeet. He's a very good singer. He's like a great singer. He's been a Voice of India singer. He calls me and he's like, hey GB, he knows I have done this Mumbai to Goa ride and a lot of other rides before that. And I might have done more than 45,000 kilometers before I actually did my Ladakh ride on my Apache. He calls me one day and he's like, GP, we are going to Ladakh. And I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, we're going on bike. So I was like, okay, I think I want to do this. So I was like, what's the damage? Like, how much are we expecting to be the budget for this ride? So he's like, we are doing a 15 days ride. So we'll be riding from Bombay to Khardungla top. And we will come back from there in 15 days. And I was like, okay. He said, you should have at least 35 to 40,000 to do this road trip. And I actually had only 35,000 in my account. I was like, okay, I have 35,000. I can do this ride. I was like, when are we doing this? I thought he would be talking about some months. I mean, a month in advance or something. He said, we are doing it in 4 days. And I was like, you're telling me now? He's like, yeah, I thought you are like a biker, na? So you would not say no. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I have done a lot of rides. I have the experience of, you know, doing at least 500, 600 kilometers in a day. And I can fix my bike, pretty much fix it by myself. And I can know, I mean, I know what all problems can come. I know how to change the tire and change disc pads and check spark plug and see what other problems are there on the bike or fix the puncture and all those things. So I knew a lot of things that you would want to know or have to know when you're doing or undertaking such a long ride. So I said, okay, I would talk to my parents and I'm in. And he's like, you don't want to ask your parents first and then you say, like, no, I'm not going to tell them until 2 days before the ride or else they would get freaked out. And he was like, you sure? I was like, yeah, so I should count you in. And so just 4 days ago, I could start my Ladakh ride. I was told that, you know, we are doing this Ladakh ride, let's go. And Sumit, being a very good close friend of mine, he's always been like a, not, I would not say like elder brother figure, but like a brother figure to me. He is also a territorial army, army guy. So he was going to help us stay in as many army camps possible when we are crossing from Mumbai to Ladakh and going into Kashmir and everywhere. So most of the places where we stayed from Rajasthan to Khardungla top, we stayed in army camps. So we got to know a very different side of Ladakh. We got to know a very different side of Kashmir. We got to know a very different side of Jammu. And we saw a very different world. So that ride actually taught me a lot. I mean, it made me who I am. It taught me a lot about what is India. It taught me a lot about how are we people? How are we? How is our army taking care of situations in mountains? And every night we used to have story session with some general, with some major, with some colonel, and they used to tell us stories of what happens there and how people live there and how the life is always in danger in those mountains and their adventures, their lifestyles. And it was one hell of an adventure for me, and I am happy that I did not say no to Sumit when he called me when he called me for the Ladakh ride. Coming back to 4 days before I started my journey. So as I told him, yeah, let's do it types, I started fixing my bike. I got my bike in order. I got it checked if it is in proper condition. Then I got these two carriers, like which we usually put. I mean, the basic wala, jo sabse basic dabba lagta hai bike ke baju mein, wo bike box, which we call it, which all uncles have on their bikes. Those dabba ka carrier comes. So I got those two carriers and I somehow DIY made my own Ladakh carrier in 300 rupees. Like you get one side of that carrier for 150 rupees and other side for 150 rupees. And then I got like 100 rupees ka bags, which exactly fitted inside it. So I got those bags and I made my DIY Ladakh carrier for this ride. So in this next 2 days, I actually fixed my bike, got carrier, got bikes, got bungee cord so that I can fix. Because it was monsoon, I had to get like plastic and understand everything, how I place it. And I had a tank bag that time. I had a Rhinox tank bag. No branding initiated intended here, because they did not pay me or never sent me any goodies anyways. But yeah, coming back to the topic. So 2 days are left before I do my road trip, and I am now going to tell my parents, because they are asking me, why are you putting all these things on your bike and why are you getting a bike checked? But I'm not saying anything. They are actually thinking that I might be doing a small ride. So I just sit with them and I tell them that I am doing this ride from Mumbai to Ladakh with Sumit. And because I said Sumit, they trusted him for sure. I mean, and obviously they trusted my riding and my craze for getting on the bike and going out. So they did not say no, actually. I did not see any shock on their face. The craziest part was there was no shock on their face. When I told them that I am actually going to Ladakh, I actually think they were happy that I am doing something so crazy. But there was no shock. They did not say yes or no, obviously. And they just were like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, okay, I expected some other response, but yeah. Now 2 days down and 2 days more to get onto the road trip, which is going to be one of my most memorable, most amazing, most, I don't know what word, extraordinary or crazy road trip I've ever done. Now, coming back to the point of social lust. On this journey, on this trip of 15 days, I faced a lot of things. I saw friendship. I saw how people change. I saw death, not of human being, but I saw death. You name the thing that you have to experience in life, and I saw that. I mean, I faced death very closely in the landslide which we faced, and met some amazing people during the journey. Had some heartwarming moments where you just cannot resist, but those teardrops roll down from your eyes and you are in the zone, in the moment. And it was an experience which I think a video cannot express, my words cannot share. And it is just one story where if I sit in front of someone and I get in the zone where I'm telling them the story, I will tell them. And I am still holding myself, and I have decided that I'm never going to share that story on internet. I'm not going to put those videos which I have from my first Ladakh ride on YouTube. I'm not going to talk about my Ladakh ride on this podcast which we are doing. Because that one story, I want it to be that one legacy. I mean, after that, I did do this amazing road trip where, though I was not riding the bike most of the time, or I was not riding the bike when we did this Delhi to Thailand Bangkok road trip with Sonia Jain, and Sonia had planned the whole trip. I mean, that was one of the epic journeys for sure. But this Ladakh ride, my first Ladakh ride, will always be that one legendary ride which I always did, and that I want to keep it to myself. I seriously don't want to share the whole experience, because the experience was something which I want to keep very personal to myself. I mean, I get this from a lot of people. I mean, you know, when I'm making vlogs, I usually vlog. I do daily vlogs. Whenever I'm riding, I have my camera with me and I'm shooting every detail of my ride and putting it as a video so that my viewers, you guys can, I mean, you guys are so well connected with me on YouTube that you guys actually love watching my videos. And I feel, and I get it from a lot of people, you know, there are a lot of people who come to me and they're like, okay, you know what, we cannot do this because we do these rides for ourselves. I am riding for myself and this and that. But you know what? I do it for people. I don't do it for people. I do it for myself. But I do those video recordings and showcasing my lifestyle and riding lifestyle and road trips for people because I like doing that. I mean, first of all, I'm a filmmaker and a storyteller, and what's best than telling your own story to people and they enjoying it. And you guys have always motivated me to make more videos on road trips, so I have always done that. But this one Ladakh road trip, the first one which I ever did, I'm not going to share on YouTube. I'm not going to share on any blog. I'm not going to share on a podcast like this, because this is something which I want to keep it for myself. It is not something which I did for YouTube. I actually never did anything for YouTube. I always made videos for myself because I love making videos and I love that you guys love watching them. And about social lust, there is something which is a human nature where you do things so that people create an image of you in their mind. And that has been a crazy thing recent times, where people have tried to become a motor vlogger or biker just because they wanted to change their image, which was not good before. Might be they have got bullied a lot, or they always had self-confidence issues and they thought this is one place where the confidence comes into them. And I think it is super cool. There is no harm in that. And I have always rode, and I have always been a biker by heart, because of the stories and because of the past and because of the heritage I've had, or the legends I've had in my family and things. But yeah, this one thing I want to keep it to myself. So if you guys ever meet me and we are chilling together and you ask me about my first Ladakh ride story, I'll tell you the story from start to end so that you can tell other people, as I said. But not share a video or a podcast or pictures and say that this is the story. So that's about social lust and Ladakh ride and my first Ladakh ride. And I hope all of you guys have this thing where you keep to yourself or you sit on it, because there are some legends and some legacies which you have to protect, because you want, because they define you, because they make who you are, and that's what is life. And you keep them coming so that you are always motivated to do something more in life. And there is one saying, right? You might know everything about me, but there is something still inside me which I've kept for myself. On that note, all you Piston Hearts out there, don't be an oil candy.